Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. In December, an independent assessment of Delaware's public education funding system was released, recommending substantial changes. The American Institutes for Research Studies suggests what Delaware spends on education is not enough based on student outcomes, and recommends the state significantly increase spending while distributing more resources according to student need and implementing a weighted student funding formula. Lawmakers received a briefing on the report earlier this month, and based on the reaction, it appears there's no rush to implement the recommendations the report offered. This week, contributor Larry Nangest examines reaction to the report and what the path forward could be in his latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. And he joined me earlier this week to walk us through what he learned.
First, let's just recap what the key recommendations of the American Institutes for Research study were, specifically when it comes to how much the state spends on education.
Well, the piece of the report that has gotten the most attention is the recommendation that the state increase annual education spending by somewhere between $500 million and $1.1 billion. And that would ensure that all public school students receive an adequate education. And it would also they recommend changing to a weighted school funding system that would allocate more dollars to schools with greater numbers of low-income and special needs students and English learners than to schools with lower concentrations of these students. Other important recommendations include giving school districts more flexibility in how they use their funds and increasing transparency in how funding and spending are reported.
So lawmakers did receive a briefing on the report earlier this month at a joint education committee hearing. And one thing your story notes is that there was a presentation by a University of Delaware professor who helped prepare the report, comparing Delaware with other states when it comes to education funding. What did that presentation show?
Well, actually, Professor Ken Shores wasn't involved in preparing the report, but he was invited to participate in the hearing, perhaps to offer a little bit more Delaware context here. And he did add a couple of very fresh insights to the discussion. First of all, he pointed out that from 1987 to 2008, there were 38 other states that implemented significant reforms to their school funding systems. So the underlying message that he's giving here is quite clear. If all these other states can fix their school funding problems, Delaware can too. The second point he made is that compared with other states, our school property tax rates are really, really low.
So I think it's fair to say that lawmakers' reaction to the report and that presentation this month were at best lukewarm. What did you hear from lawmakers about what they're thinking about this report? Is it fair to say that there's not likely to be immediate action on this?
Well, back in December, you know, the consensus then seemed to be that the most action we would get this spring on school funding reform would be taking some small steps forward, maybe something like creating a task force or a special committee to examine how to actually implement these reforms. Right now, it doesn't even look like we're going to get that far. Senator Laura Sturgeon, who's chairman of the Senate Education Committee, and she's a retired teacher as well, says that there's no agreement at all among her colleagues on the House and Senate Education Committees. Indeed, at that joint committee hearing 3 weeks ago, we heard everything across the board. We were hearing that the money that we spend now isn't going to where it's needed most. And then there were others who were saying, why should we spend more money if the payoff that we're getting now isn't very good? Now, on top of that, Governor John Carney has not endorsed the report's recommendations. He, in fact, said very little, if anything, about it. So there's really no coherent leadership in Dover to push these recommendations forward. And that means that the school reform, funding reform effort is very likely to stall until after the elections in November.
And with that in mind, if nothing happens this year, that means any action will come under a new governor next year. So what do we know about where the candidates running to replace John Carney stand on this issue?
Okay, we can summarize that pretty quickly. Let's start with the three contenders for the Democratic Party's nomination. A couple of weeks ago, you asked Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long about the report in a recent interview, and her response discussed equity issues, education equity issues, and a need to adjust funding formulas, but she stopped short of endorsing the recommendations in the report. I spoke to Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer, and he called the current school funding in Delaware drastically inadequate, and he said that he would implement these recommendations, quote, with urgency, unquote. The third Democratic contender, former Natural Resources Secretary Colin Amara, has pledged on his campaign website to enact the report's recommendations. Reached out to the only announced Republican candidate, Jerry Price, and he did not respond to an emailed request for comment.
So the big hurdle to implementing the study's recommendations clearly is the price tag. And that is something few appear to really want to address head on. So what can you tell us about what's being said about the amount this study is talking about, the willingness to spend that kind of money or something close to it? And if there is any kind of willingness, where could the state possibly find that much money?
Okay, a couple of things here. First of all, that $500 million to $1.1 billion that's talked about in the report is a huge sum. And this is an election year, so no one wants to talk about raising taxes. And of course, that's where most, if not all, of the new money is going to have to come from. Now, considering what other states have done, there are a lot of other places to look for as revenue sources. Other states have raised sales taxes, but Delaware is proud to be one of the few states in the nation that have no sales tax, so that's probably a no-starter. Some states have implemented statewide property taxes. With reassessments now underway in all three counties, that might be easier to implement in a couple of years, but nobody's really talking about that right now. Now, there's likely to be some talk about changing laws concerning local school taxes, maybe giving local school boards the power to approve relatively small increases, like 2 or 3% a year, without going to referendum. That's not necessarily a big way of raising money, but it's certainly something to talk about here. One of the Democratic candidates for governor, Matt Meyer, did mention raising tax rates on high-income individuals. But now, that's not necessarily a school funding gambit. Raising taxes on the wealthy is an idea that we hear just about every year, and that's just a matter of increasing state revenues rather than being specifically directed towards schools. Raising corporate taxes and fees is another possibility, but nobody's talking about that yet at all. So the bottom line here, school funding reform is a complex issue, and figuring out where the funds will come from is just as complex.
So let's assume for a moment there is a bigger pot of money to spend. What else do those in the education realm feel needs to happen to make sure that if the state spends that money, it gets a return on its investment?
Well, yeah, what you're talking about here is flexibility. Now, with the state's current unit funding system, which was created in the 1940s, about 90% of the state's education dollars are allocated for specific purposes. And this means that school districts and school leaders are limited in how they can actually use most of the money that's in their budgets. Now, so if you give the school leaders more flexibility, if you let them use the money where they feel that it's needed most, the argument goes, then you will see better results. However, one of the problems that we've seen in the past, and we're seeing it in Dover now, is that legislators are saying we shouldn't give the schools more funds because we've been giving them more money for several years and the test scores are still low. What we've really seen, though, here is that what we're doing now is not working. And if it's not working, we should try something different. Now, whether that requires spending $1 billion more or maybe only $500 million more, that remains to be seen. But the formula that the state is using now is not producing the results that our leaders want and that our students deserve.
So it may be a matter of mixing both more money spent and changing the way you spend that money. As we discussed when the report first came out in December, Larry, there are those who are not interested in being patient, although it looks like this is going to require some. Could the threat of more legal action, because legal action is what started us down this road, could more legal action force some movement if lawmakers tend to drag their feet?
Yes, it certainly could. The Delaware chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, which provided legal support to the plaintiffs who filed the lawsuit that led to the preparation of the school funding report, said in December that if the General Assembly didn't act on school funding reform fairly quickly, that this report would become Exhibit A in a new lawsuit. Now, the ACLU, when I spoke to them the other day, says that warning still stands, but it hasn't set a deadline for the state to take action. My best guess here is that the ACLU is going to be ready to act sometime in 2025 if the new governor and the new General Assembly don't start taking significant steps by next June of 2025.
So obviously what is probably necessary in some way, shape, or form is some kind of leadership on this issue. Is there a sense from the people you talk to that someone or some group is likely to emerge to lead some version of education funding reform based on this report?
Well, I hate to say this, but my answer is no. Right now, there's no parent group, there's no advocacy organization, no one that has a broad base of support that's in a position to take the lead on this issue. Now, there are leaders in the business and nonprofit communities who support education reform, but they haven't succeeded or tried hard enough to secure reforms in the last 20 years. So I'm really not sure how much faith we can all put in them. There are a few individuals in the General Assembly who give me hope, and it's possible that the next governor will turn words into action and make funding reform actually an urgent priority. But right now, I just don't see the pieces coming together.
Thanks to contributor Larry Nightingale for his time on The Green this week. His piece on what's next for state education funding reform is available at DelawarePublic.org. And The Green continues in a moment with a look at the health of bee populations and what you should know if you want to help these pollinators thrive locally. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.